Let us move on to our final item, which is any other business, AOB. So very quickly, I think the first thing is it is our standard practice that we will try to see what are the major, you know, or potential action areas that we would like to focus to discuss in our next meeting. So is there any suggestion as to what particular action area that members would like to discuss in our next meeting, probably in May? If not, then I think I would just entrust this with Christine's team to see where would be the potential areas that there are really room for us to make substantial differences. Okay? So the second thing is the date of the next meeting. Tentatively, the date news still need to be fixed, but it will be scheduled for May 2016. And finally, any other business? I haven't forgotten about the questions that Paul made, addressed to Nick and myself, on potentially, in a sense, thinking about whether the Harbourfront Commission should do some public engagement as well. So I'll just let the commission chair to answer first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we should. We contributed, I think, significantly to what happened, what's the solutions at Kai Tak. We were very active in finding the right solution for the Central Wan Chai bypass. But I think we should do it in partnership with the relevant government department or relevant government bureau. I think it should be a joint initiative. I'm slightly cautious about us going off doing work on our own, if you like, because I think we need the support of the relevant government departments, particularly those who are directly involved. I mean, just thinking of the discussion we had about Avenue of the Stars, we need to, I would suggest that if we embark on an engagement exercise there, it has to be in partnership with LCSD. I mean, we'd be foolish to go off and I think try and do it on our own when they're busy doing their thing. I mean, I think it has to be a combined initiative. So I think we've got a point to prove, I think, on Avenue of the Stars. Obviously, we'd had a poor start, if you like, in terms of the engagement process. So I think we have a point to prove. LCSD has a point to prove. So perhaps that could be our first joint initiative. Commission working with LCSD.
So I think, Christine, you are also a major body here. I just, you know, kind of let you express your view on this.
Thank you, Chair. Indeed, I agree with the Chair completely. Is that I just want to recap that the Commission is actually now heavily involved in, of course, the Wan Chai and North Point UDS urban design study. And at the same time, we're also overseeing the implementation of the Central Hub or Harbourfront in accordance to the previous public engagement process or conclusion. So on the Kai Tak front and other, of course, Kowloon side, we are also examining all these proposals suggested by the project proponents, various of them, and to give them comments. So my point is that I agree with the chairman that we should work in partnership with all these project proponents so that the efforts would be joint forces. And then also, I think that the commission has to demonstrate that it's an education process as well, because by working alongside other project proponents, they will learn what the proper public engagement process should be like. And then it's an ongoing process even within the whole government to proceed accordingly. So I think I would agree that we should maybe take AOS as an example and to see how we can better work with LCSD on that front. Yeah.
Sylvia, do you have any comments? I mean, basically what we want to do in a sense is to see whether LCSD can engage this task force more in a sense, in particular, in taking forward the design of AOS as well as the Tsim Sha Tsui East Promenade. Can you use the mic, please?
As the project is under the purview of Dr. Ng, I will revert the situation to him. Okay?
Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, so I hope that if we're going to agree on something, that the study area would include the Star Ferry to and up to on the east side, the International Mail Centre. because the Hang Hong waterfront are kind of done with that. The International Mail Center, there is we're starting to see the end of the MTR, Sha Tin Central Link, we still have the unresolved issue of how to improve the area around the Star Ferry Piazza. So if that area as a whole becomes a study area, our standard three-stage approach and envisioning concepts and implementation planning, and if we can do that with not just the LCSD, but LCSD would be a main partner with all the other groups. Now, I know that you say Dr. Ng, but I think he's only responsible for some aspect of it. I mean, the cultural center is, we got somebody else, and the outdoor space was somebody else, and the Museum of Art was somebody else, and the AOS was somebody else. Even with LCSD, there's different shareholders on that waterfront space. So I'm not sure, I think we want to work with LCD all sectors. And then on the ferry pier is the transport department. They're responsible for the buses and the ferry pier. And then you've got the International Mail Center, which we know is the MTR. So I think those are the main stakeholders to participate jointly with us as a whole. So.
So, Paul, I think we will put the Star Ferry as well as the Mail Center on our wish list to see whether it's possible for us to have some, design workshop and to take things forward. And if that could be explored, and if the Secretariat is going to come up with some suggested time slots for people to work together, hope that members would actively participate. Christine, you have something to supplement?
I just have a factual information. The Paul has actually pointed out that the Chimsoe Cheviri Pier and also the bus terminus is actually currently under management of TD. So I think that we would have to ask them for joining this initiative. And then on the eastern side. On the eastern side, the International Mail Centre part actually was studied during the Hong Hum District study that was issued in 2008. So we're actually talking about a cross-territorial strata here. So I think we need some sort of coordination to see how best to tackle this whole strip of land and how best to, because as the Chair mentioned in the previous item, that the priority now probably is to also regard in AOS as well. But I think we can sort of see how to pull these together and how best to holistically plan ahead. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Excellent. I think maybe we can even think about Hong Hum as one of the action areas that we can look at the next task force meeting. Right. I'm sure that you would find your time to participate. All right. So with that, is there any other business, Peter?
I'd just like to sort of raise in passing the protection of the harbour ordinance, simply because this issue of overriding public need comes up all the time in other task forces too. It might not necessarily be the priority in this one, but I don't feel comfortable with where we are at the moment, because it's just providing barriers to so many things, as we discussed in our first agenda item. It's a recurring reference. I think it's a very grey area in terms of who determines how overriding need is actually established. Who we're trying to convince, in the sense that this is actually, a legal ordinance that we would have to try and change, and who actually makes the decision at the end of the day. I can't help feeling that we should be looking at this in a practical sense, not just sort of pursuing one bit of public consultation on one project, but try to understand the essence of what it is that we're really, really about, because it's overlapping with so many things, actually, that we constantly discuss at these task force meetings.
I think this is very true. And in a sense, as you have mentioned, this topic would be touched on by different task forces, and perhaps, there would be separate discussion, and composition of different task forces would also differ. I'm afraid that, I would suggest, Nick, our commission meeting would just have to deal with this more holistically. And for task force members who are not commission members, please also try to make your views known to the Secretariat, and as we move things forward. Okay. So with that, Christine, yes.
Oh, sorry, Chair. Allow me to just put on record one thing that Paul mentioned twice in this meeting, and that is an item that is actually in the Kai Tak Task Force, which is the Hotel Promenade POSPD issue. I think I have to put on record that is actually a public open space that we're recommending that would be open to the public 24 hours for access. And also, the whole scheme presented to the Kai Tak Task Force was actually in response to the Commission's aspiration of building a vibrant harbour front and diversity. So I think I put the record straight that it's a public open space that we're proposing.
Chairman, can I please then give a very short response to that? I mean, the areas are going to be entrusted to these Kai Tak property, the guys that bid for the sites, and they're therefore going to get control over the site. The fact that they have to make it open to the public is another thing. We have that on top of the IFC, we have that in front of the Times Square, and there are issues everywhere. So if we decide to hand it over to the developer, we do an entrustment and we get in conflict between public and private, and we're creating that only because of a financial issue. So we are a rich city, and why do we buy ourselves these problems? It's very, very unclear on why we're doing that, and that's the issue that we continue to raise, and I think the public will continue to ask you why creating five new worlds on Kai Tak.
Right, okay, so I think we have to focus on the Kowloon Task Force main matters, and that will be recorded on the minutes that we have mentioned about some of the discussion on the Kowloon Task Force, okay? So with that, is there any other comments? If not, thanks a lot for your patience and your participation, and look forward to seeing you in May as well. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Well chaired, Becky.